Welcome to Annunciation with Father David. Father David is the priest at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Decatur, Illinois, where every week people are connected to the ancient wisdom of Orthodox Christianity. Here is Father David.
Christ is in our midst.
He is in our midst.
Good morning. Thank you so much for being here for this great feast of the church, Pentecost. And for those of you who are visiting, this past several months, we have been examining the divine liturgy and going almost verse by verse, kind of looking at it and trying to understand it and meditate upon it. And in the Holy Liturgy, we have reached the petition that our God who loves mankind, having accepted them, meaning the sacrifices that we set before God on the table, at his holy and celestial and mystical altar, as an offering of spiritual fragrance, may in return send down upon us the divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. And of course, this is a perfect feast upon which to meditate on this particular petition, because Pentecost, of course, is the day in which the Holy Spirit descends for the first time and sits upon and within the apostles, not in the way that it did in the Old Testament, where the prophets would have momentary visions and momentary experiences of the Holy Spirit, where they would be given visions and messages from God that they would then deliver to the people, but then the Holy Spirit would move away. That relationship was temporary, and only when God needed to give the Holy Spirit and prophecy. With Pentecost, everything changes. The Holy Spirit descends and stays. And this petition is an acknowledgement of that reality, that normal sinners, normal everyday people, not prophets, not special righteous people, but everyone is able to stand before the altar of God and have the Holy Spirit descend and remain. And this is further emphasized by the gospel reading that we hear today. Because Christ, in the middle of a feast, stands up before the people and says, "Any who are thirsty, let him come and drink," meaning from himself. And that anyone who partakes of living water, this living water will overflow and flow out of them, speaking to a prophecy that had been made from the Old Testament. Now, to sort of understand this in context, the feast that John is writing about is a feast that takes place over 8 days. Every day of the feast, there's a procession that happens around the altar sacrifice, in which they go out to the pool of Siloam with a big pitcher, and they take water out of the pool, and they use that as the water sacrifice to put out the flames during the feast. On the 8th day, that procession goes around 7 times, and all the people, they hold various fruits and crops from the harvest. And during the singing of the halal, they lift them up and shake them and do all kinds of things. It's a big feast. In the midst of all of this, Christ stands up and says, "Anyone who is thirsty, come to me and drink." Now, one of the things that we have to realize is that what they are commemorating as they are going to the pool of Siloam, as they are taking this water and as they are processing with it, is that they are remembering the rock that Moses struck with the staff that gushed forth water to allow the people of God to have access to water as they wandered around in the wilderness. And so in that context, Christ is telling the people, "I am the rock. I am the source of that water. I am God." And the significance of this, of course, is that he is also a human being. He explicitly claims to be God and yet has clothed himself with our form. And then he goes on to tell his disciples later in the Gospel of John that it is better for me to withdraw from you than to stay. And today is the culmination of that promise. Because he withdraws, because he ascends into heaven and is enthroned at the right hand of God the Father, our humanity sits in glory, in perfect communion with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Thus, it is possible for our mere human form to withstand the full glory and presence of God for our entire lives, for all eternity. We see multiple times in Scripture where sinful people who are not prepared, who are not sanctified, who are not righteous, coming into the presence of God and being destroyed. Even the righteous, God tells Moses that if he should behold his face, he would be destroyed. So he will pass by with his back turned. But now, because of Christ, because he became a human being, because he went to the cross, because he went into the bowels of Hades, because he rose on the third day, and because he ascended into heaven to be enthroned at the right hand of God the Father, it is possible now for me, a sinner, and for you, a sinner, unrighteous, unprepared, to be sanctified and receive the fullness of God in the person of the Holy Spirit. It is possible for us to have the boldness and the audacity to ask God the Father, you who loves mankind, accepting these sacrifices at your celestial and mystical altar as an offering of spiritual fragrance, may in return send down upon us the divine grace in the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. We are asking for God himself to dwell in us. Imagine having that boldness at a time of, say, the prophet David or the prophet Moses. It would not happen. But because of Christ, we do it every single time we gather as the church. And in fact, and point of fact, it happens every time we gather as the church. Because the Holy Spirit does descend upon us and upon these gifts here set forth. The Holy Spirit descends upon mere bread and mere wine and makes them into the body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, that it is possible not only for the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in us, sinners though we may be, it is possible for Christ himself to enter into us and dwell within us. That all of this, the incarnation, cross, the resurrection, the ascension, the descent of the Holy Spirit, allows us, sinners, unrighteous people, to become the throne of God. And that is why today Pentecost is the great feast that it is. It is the beginning of something truly magnificent and awesome. The transformation of fallen nature into the temple of God itself. So let us open our hearts to the Holy Spirit, so that through us, the Holy Spirit may work on those who are not here, those who do not know Christ, those who do not understand what Christianity is about. And the level of ignorance, trust me, out there about what we believe and what we stand for is huge. We need to be able to explain to people the gospel. We need to explain to them why Christ entering into history is the most important event that has ever happened or will ever happen. Because you and I, sinners, are able to become the temple of God, and that our God loves us so much that he went through all of this, through being conceived and born, growing up, going through puberty, being hungry, being thirsty, being joyous and being sad, being angry, being tortured, being crucified, and dying, so that his fallen creation might experience this Pentecost, the descent of the Holy Spirit, the sanctification of all human nature, so that through us, all of creation might experience salvation. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, unto the ages of ages.